International trade is a hot topic in this year's presidential race, and now a video that helps explain why has gone viral. Charles Lane of member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, reports.
Relocating our operations.
The video has been viewed millions of times on YouTube. It was shot by cell phone on the factory floor of Carrier, an air conditioner manufacturer in Indianapolis. A man in a suit tells a room full of workers that 1,400 of their jobs are moving to Mexico sometime next year.
I want to be clear. This is strictly a business decision.
The crowd gets rowdy. Expletives are shouted. These workers are losing their jobs in a city where manufacturing still hasn't recovered since the recession. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump tapped into this emotion at a campaign stop in Dayton, Ohio on Saturday.
I'm going to call up Carrier, and I'm going to tell the head of Carrier, I hope you enjoy your stay in Mexico, folks, but every single unit that you make and send across our border, which now will be real, you're going to pay a 35% tax.
Likewise, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won Michigan's Democratic primary thanks in large part to his fervent opposition to past free trade agreements. Both Trump and Sanders say American workers suffer because companies like Carrier are chasing cheaper labor. But Carrier's parent company sees it differently. Connecticut-based United Technologies says trade helps U.S. companies remain strong in a global marketplace. Here's CEO Greg Hayes talking to investors.
The fact is, what will drive world-class margins, why margins at our climate controls and security business are so good, is because we have been relentless in taking out costs.
Hayes later said that trade barriers, like Trump's 35% tax, will hurt his workers because United Technology brings in fewer products than they export, things like jet engines and elevators. Mark Perry is an economist for the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank. He says the idea of taxing companies that offshore work goes back hundreds of years to what's called mercantilism, when countries imposed tariffs on foreign goods. The U.S. tried this with the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act of 1930, but it backfired.
Our trading partners ended up imposing tariffs and taxes on American goods, and so it really reduced significantly global trade to a point that then some people even say that that's what made the Great Depression great.
This is why the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a proposed Asian trade deal, is supported by President Obama and Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan. On NPR's Morning Edition in June, Ryan said free trade levels the playing field.
They treat us like we treat them. They open their markets reciprocally to ours, to our exports, and they raise their standards to our standards.
But the TPP is unlikely to pass Congress before the election as popular sentiment turns against it. Scott Linsicum is an international trade attorney and scholar for the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank. He says opposition to trade deals hurts U.S. consumers shopping for air conditioners.
Ultimately, either pay more or be totally priced out of the market and thus forced to simply suffer through another brutal August.
Linsicum argues that the benefits of free trade will raise U.S. living standards, just not at the speed of election year politics. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane.